line and bring in Nikki Jabala from The Athletic. She's presented by Int Credit Union. And Nikki, I got to start off with which question you are sick of more so far during training camp. I've kind of got two storylines that I've had enough of. Are you tired of hearing people ask Vic Fangio about coaching from the box, or are you tired of hearing about the extra week of practice? Because both of those have been just beaten to death. So you got to pick one. Which has been more annoying?
I'd say probably, and I was very vocal about this on social media, the questions about him coaching the box. He's not going to coach on the box. He's going to coach on the sideline. No more questions about the box.
he ain't coaching the box, but like comfortable. Like, how does he feel on the sideline? Obviously, it's a big transition for him, and I'm sure he's going to continue to be asked those questions, especially if the defense struggles, especially if you have some moments throughout the game where they might look a little disorganized or whatever the case may be. There's some mistakes over there. It's going to be like, well, Vic, you know, he just can't see the field. He's relying on other people. He's not used to that. So I think it will continue. Questions like that will continue to come up. Is he comfortable on the sideline?
Yeah, well, I mean, he said day one, his introductory news conference, that it would be an adjustment. You know, he prefers the box. We know this. You can see more as a, you know, he can get a better picture of both sides. But, you know, as a head coach, you got to be able to deal with both sides of the ball. You got to deal with the players on the sideline. So it is going to require an adjustment, and it already has. He's made some adjustments. It's not, you know, what he ultimately prefers, but that's where he needs to be. So, you know, and constantly asking the questions about it, I don't know what kind of answer people are expecting. Like, oh, all of a sudden I've decided to move to the box. That's not going to happen, I don't think.
Well, he's been very honest about it. I don't think the box, I mean, like the people that want him to go to the box, Zach Bye, are ridiculous. That's not going to happen. But
like the question, throwing him under the bus.
You know how I roll. If Zach's not in here, any opportunity I get, I'm throwing him right underneath that bus. But he's going to continue to be asked questions of how comfortable he is, because he's been very open and honest about, look, no, I'm not comfortable. I don't know where to stand right now. So I'm not just quite comfortable yet. So I think those questions will continue. The box stuff, forget about it. I mean, he's not going to the box. Stop asking about the box.
Hey, Nikki, let's transition to quarterbacks. A couple of them here for you. First of all, have we been given any timetable yet on Drew Lock's injury? How long they think he'll be out, and how long until he's ready to back up Joe Flacco? And then, is the backup quarterback for week one, is that player currently on the Broncos roster?
Your first question about Drew Lock's injury timetable, no definitive timetable. I think you can kind of look back at similar injuries to quarterbacks in the past. Jay Cutler had a right thumb sprain, and he missed I think 5 games for the Bears. It seems like a minor thing, but it's pretty significant, especially if you're a right-handed quarterback. So I would expect him to miss a good bit of time early in the regular season. What that means for him is yet to be determined. If it means, you know, they put him on IR, if they, you know, wait to put him on IR after the first 53 is set so they can recall him after the first 8 games of the season, that's a possibility. They have a lot of kind of numbers issues they have to work through because of injuries across the board, like with Janovich and Joe Jones. Todd Davis now is kind of an up in the air thing. So Jake Butt too. So they kind of have to figure out which guys they want to put down, you know, which two of them they hope to be able to recall, and then which ones, you know, they're going to have to move on from. So as far as, you know, who's going to be the number two, is the guy on the roster or not, I think we'll have some clarity there after Thursday, and certainly after Saturday, once a lot of teams make their first wave of cuts and, you know, we can see who's been waived. I think it's possible that they really scour the waiver wire to see if there's an experienced veteran out there, especially one who's experienced in the system or something similar to it. I kind of thought at this point in preseason, Kevin Hogan would have made a bigger separation from the younger guys, but he certainly did look like the more poised player in the last game. But is it enough to give the Broncos confidence we'll see. I mean, I think the one thing we can say definitively is that the 53 they put out on Saturday could be quite different from the 53 they go into Oakland with.
Yes, yes. Nikki, big news today for me was Vic Fangio on Jake Butt. He's going to miss time. Could be a significant amount of time. What's the latest on the Jake Butt situation? Do you think they put him on IR? Do you think they release him? It doesn't look like he's going to be healthy week one. Played 11, 12 plays, was limping after the first play. What's the latest on Jake Butt?
He's dealing with similar things that he dealt with throughout camp and preseason, where, you know, he would practice a bit and then experience soreness that would hold him out for a bit. And it's kind of this continuing process that he just hasn't gotten over that hump yet. So he played 11 plays, obviously, against the Rams. Seemed okay coming out. You mentioned that first play where he went to the sidelines and kind of loosened his legs and stretched out. You know, he told us afterwards he has no idea what happened, but clearly something was amiss. So as far as we know right now, he's dealing with soreness. He is going to miss time, will not be on the field at all this week, including Thursday. They could place him on IR. Vic Fangio said that is possible. You know, and if you remember, John Elway got that rule changed a couple of years ago to where you can trade players on IR. So that might be something else to consider if he's recovering and another team shows interest. You know, he's another one to watch. Hey, it could really affect how they form their roster, at least initially.
Hey, Nikki, I am a subscriber to The Athletic. What can I look for from you here in the next couple of days?
Oh, well, thank you for your readership, first of all.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
We launched the podcast. Very exciting.
I saw that. You and Michael Spencer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just talking Broncos. We got a cool little intro with Peyton, and it's pretty spiffy. So there's that, Mile High Magic. Should have another story out this afternoon.
Nice.
Probably focus more on a tight end. So, yeah, keep an eye out.
Hey, all right. Nikki, I'm a subscriber.
I was giving her a chance to plug her work.
Wow.
What you're supposed to do.
Look at you.
You know, I wanted to let her know I was a subscriber. Nikki's always nice to me when I'm out
Great
there.
Great stuff, Nikki.
See you, Nikki. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.